It's time for Wisconsin Life, and on today's program, we're talking about holiday traditions. You can join the conversation as well and call and let us know what traditions you have in your family. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. But to prime the pump a little bit, we're going to hear a story from Alyssa Sagong, who tells us about how she found a new way to be part of an old tradition in her family.
My name is Alyssa Sagong, and I come from a German family predominantly, about half German on both my mother and my father's side, with a big smorgasbord of Luxembourg and Poland and other ethnicities thrown in there. I have a very nostalgic family, and I've been fortunate to be one of four living generations. I grew up knowing my great-grandparents and a great-great-aunt really well, and their nostalgia for traditions of the farm days in Kenosha and the parties that happened before my birth really stuck with me and still do. And I think that as a mother myself now, I have wanted to find a way to become a part of that nostalgia and put myself into that story. One way that that has happened has been the rebirth of the tradition of the Christmas brandy old-fashioned. Legend has it that my great-great-aunt threw the very best Christmas parties and was a generous hostess, and she and her husband would have a little bar in the basement where they'd mix up brandy old-fashions, which was special for Christmas because normally everybody drank brandy with water. So the brandy old-fashions at Christmas were legendary, and brandy Alexander's after dinner. And a few years ago, my aunt started hosting a Christmas feast inspired by great-great-Aunt Lil's Christmas feast. And so, of course, brandy old-fashions were a key component. But where did I fit into that tradition? I came across a recipe for old-fashioned bitters on America's Test Kitchen. And I thought, that's it. That is my place in this story. And I began researching it and reading through the detailed instructions of making these infusions, you know, all this alchemy that happened. And I knew that that was just my piece of the story. The process is really fun. I feel like my kitchen is a little laboratory. I line up all my mason jars and salsa jars and containers of different sizes and prepare the ingredients. Some of them, it's just measuring a quarter cup of mugwort into a cup of vodka to infuse for perhaps 5 days. And others involve taking the cardamom seeds out of the pod and then toasting them in a frying pan and filling your house with the aroma of cardamom before you add them to a smaller jar that might just need to sit for 2 days because it's a stronger essence. So I surprised everybody with the Christmas brandy old-fashioned bottle of bitters for the feast itself and for them to take home and remember the rest of the year, hopefully.
That story was produced by Judith Sears-Posson. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
And to continue that conversation, we'd love to hear from you right now. What are some of your family traditions around the holiday season? We heard about brandy old fashions there, homemade bitters. Well, do you have a food, a drink, a particular event, or a get-together that you have to do every year? It just isn't right. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Maybe there's a tradition that your family used to do growing up. Now you want to bring it back. Tell us about it. And how do family traditions fit into your holiday season? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Again, the number is 800-642-1234. We heard from Susanna a little earlier, who said that every year she snaps a picture of her granddaughter and her lighting Hanukkah candles. It's neat to see what has stayed the same and what has changed. Same menorah, new couch. She's grown up, and her hair is still gray. So maybe that's one of your traditions that you have, like Susanna does.
And we've got another vote here from someone on WPR, Kathy Berenger, in our membership services. She's the manager. Her family goes to Christmas Eve service and then goes home for Chinese food and game playing. So not a lot of cooking going on. They get the church in and then they kick back with the Chinese food.
Kay is another person who weighed in on this. She said, growing up, she always had oyster stew for dinner Christmas Eve. Oyster stew. I know people do that.
I've heard of that before.
I know people do that. But
it's hard to come by oysters in Wisconsin.
Never really happened. We are getting calls. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Holly in Wausau, a great name for the holidays, I guess. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener. Just had to call in. I actually was born on Christmas Day back in 1963, and so my mom has done really wonderful with celebrating the birthdays outside of the Christmas. However, 6 years after I was born, my little sister was also born on Christmas Day.
Oh, boy.
So, it makes for a unique family tradition every year where, you know, we usually get together at one of the family members' house and we do the Christmas and the opening of the presents, and then we do birthdays in the afternoon. We do birthday cake and celebrate the birthdays and try to make that extra special. But my parents have always done really well making us still have a birthday even though it's on Christmas. And it is special that both me and my sister share that uniqueness together. And that's probably how I got the name Holly, and although her name is Jennifer.
So they gave up on the holiday-themed names after you.
Well, her middle name is Joy, so she kind of got it that way. But it is just kind of a unique thing that we have. And now that we're older, it is so special that we spend time, I mean, we're together every year for our birthdays, and I think a lot of people, as we age, don't get to say we get to be with our families, and every year, you know, since we were born, we've had that special party, so.
Now, there's some people who are born around Christmas who really hate it because, you know, it kind of ruins their whole world. Did it help to have your sister be born the same day so you guys could kind of share that angst?
Definitely. I mean, you know, growing up, I mean, it was, you know, it's unique to have your birthday on Christmas, but then to have a sister who's, you know, 6 years younger, we're not twins. We've been in the paper over the years and people remember your birthday. And yeah, now that we're older, it's a very unique, special thing.
Well, Holly, thanks for that call.
And you can join Holly at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We've got an open line for you to tell us about your must-do holiday tradition. And we have Karina from here at WPR saying, when my husband was growing up, his mom would always make floats with a fruit-flavored sherbet and 7-Up on Christmas Eve. His mom passed the tradition. So that tradition ended, but he told me about the tradition, and the first Christmas we spent together, she reinstated it. So the Christmas floats with the 7-Up and the sherbet, they're back. That's a fun one. Food is a great one. Do you guys have any traditions, Mike?
Awkward conversations. We're big on that. In my family, we like to spend a lot of time having those awkward conversations.
That sounds great.
Definitely.
Well, I can't compete with that, but we do have cheese fondue almost every year on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's fun.
Sometimes we reach peak cheese before Christmas Eve, in which case, you know, we give it a pass for a year. But in general, you know, cheese is a safe bet in Wisconsin.
Yes. A couple more. Mary Mason, who works here at Wisconsin Public Radio, says her family gets together and bakes Christmas cookies on the Friday after Thanksgiving. They split up the cookies between the bakers, and several tins also get taken out to homebound friends and family. It's also a great time for people to do good things for other people, so that's a good example of that, definitely.
And we have fundraising manager Sarah, and her family has a cookie baking party too, more cookies, and a gift raffle each year with the raffle ticket proceeds going to charity. That's a fun one. And Brittany, who's running our board today, she says her family has a pancake breakfast bar. Dad is the chef in the morning. That's nice. It takes us a lot of pancakes to flip in the morning. Sometimes I'm not that motivated to get up on Christmas morning and make pancakes, so hats off.
All right. And let's see. How much time do we have? Could we quickly go to Felicia?
Yeah. Sure, quick
Felicia
call.
From Madison, welcome to the Central Time.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I was calling because my dad's married in the Leibersdorf family in Waukesha. And so we're Muslim converts, me and my husband. And we're always welcomed with actually kosher turkey for usually Christmas and Thanksgiving. And my dad makes a really big effort to sort of respect our religious, you know, food restrictions. And because we can eat kosher meat, He'll always have like a kosher turkey. And then we have like a general prayer to God, you know, that's sort of for all the family.
That's great, Felicia. Thanks for sharing that with us.
All right, thank you.
And if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can share your family traditions with us on the Central Time Facebook page. Thank you for all those calls and responses. You can also post a picture there if you can.